This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You're probably aware that Americans distrust science and science magazines more than in the past, but you may not know how much that has evaporated. Back in 1975, when I was finishing a graduate degree in science, Gallup documented that most Americans trusted science. In fact, Republicans trusted science more than Democrats did, 72% to 67%. Republican confidence in science has dropped to 45% by 2021. Christian Snyder argues politicized science may make us sicker. He reminds us of the tactic used against President George W. Bush when his opponents argued that his common sense regulations of fetal stem cells were hurting and killing people. He quoted from columnist Charles Krauthammer, who said he had never seen a more loathsome display of demagoguery, and added that hope is good, false hope is bad. Americans don't even trust science journals, which have become political. Scientific American has started endorsing presidential candidates, Kamala Harris this year and Joe Biden 4 years ago. Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute further documents how science has become political in her book, When Race Trumps Merit. She explains in a recent lecture that the American Medical Association insists that medicine is characterized by white supremacy. The Smithsonian Institution announced that an emphasis on the scientific method and an interest in cause and effect relationships are part of totalitarian whiteness. We would all benefit if science and science magazines got back to doing science and medicine and stopped following the woke trends in society. This politicized science will make us sicker. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.